أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. As we read yesterday with regard to this ayat, various aspects, ulama have also written that a person, he asked for hidayah from Allah for the straight path. And Allah Ta'ala said, this is the kitab hudal lil muttaqeen. It is a kitab of hidayah for those people who fear Allah Ta'ala. And taqwa, the beginning of taqwa is to believe in Allah and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the Rasul, the messenger of Allah. So these two subjects are discussed in these ayat. First, in the ayat that we are presently dealing with, that the oneness, the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and all that is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire that taqwa, and that is the opening of the door of taqwa, to believe in Allah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And after that, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ, then Allah Ta'ala discusses the risalat and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in order to acquire this taqwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, U'budu rabbakum, make ibadat of your Allah. If you will do that, then this taqwa will come into you. And every Rasul that came, he also gave the same da'wat, that U'budu rabbakum, worship your Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah also says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. That every Rasul came and he invited towards the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made the means of acquiring this taqwa, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But of course, this is when it comes with its reality. In the words that we had discussed, U'budu rabbakum, there is great, great detail. And that detail can never be, ever be exhausted. In U'budu, that make the ibadat, you become the abd, the slave of Allah. And rabbakum, that Allah is your Rabb, your creator. He created you from nothing. He brought you in existence from non-existence. He is the one who nourishes and sustains you. He is the one to whom you belong, and he is the one that you are going to return to. And your final abode of Jannat and Jahannam is also fully in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So in that, if this reality comes in a person, ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that a person realizes that he was non-existent, and he could not have come into existence but by the qudrat and the will of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody of us were born that we wish to be born, that we made some application to be born. Our death is not in our hands. It is fully in the hands of Allah. So that from that we realize that we are absolutely nothing. Allah Ta'ala is everything. And the existence of Allah, because Allah alone has brought us into existence. He alone has given us all our faculties of our eyes, our brains, whatever we have got within us, outside us. He is the one who has given us this oxygen, this earth to live on. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And then we realize also in here that we are totally helpless. We have got no power whatsoever. We might be fooled to think, I have got power. But the ruh which is within us, as long as it is there, and that is min amri rabbi, from the command of Allah. If Allah takes out this ruh from us, we can do absolutely nothing. We could have been multi-billionaires just now, but once the ruh is gone out, we have got nothing. We could be the possessors of the best of health, but once the ruh is gone out, we are absolutely nothing. So we are totally, and even so, in this world, when a person is in a coma, when a person is unconscious, he can do nothing for himself. He can't feed, he can't eat himself. He can do nothing for himself. So when a person realizes this helplessness, that I am totally helpless and Allah is the one, only one that controls and has got everything in his hand, then a person will get some idea of what this ibadat is, and with that a person must make ibadat. And also that we are the lowest of the low, we are absolutely nothing, and Allah Ta'ala is the highest of the high. He is the absolute, He is everything, and whatever we have got, whatever little our families respect us, people respect us, etc., it is only by the will of Allah. And if Allah wants to take that away, there were so many people who were prime ministers, presidents, and the next they are subjected now to so much of disgrace and humiliation. If it was in our hands, we should never have allowed that to happen. It is Allah Ta'ala who changes things completely. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah is malik al-mulk. Tu'ti al-mulka man tasha. Wa tanzi'u al-mulka min man tasha. Whom Allah wants to, He gives kingdom and sovereignty. And from whom He wants to, He takes it away. And the person is left with nothing whatsoever. So when we realize this, and also that we are owned by Allah, we don't even own ourselves. Nothing is in our hands, in our control. We will, at this moment as we are sitting now, we are not in control of ourselves. Anyone can get a heart attack now. Anyone can get kidney failure. Anyone can get cancer, though it might be diagnosed later, but it can happen right now. It is not in our control. We can be the greatest cardiologist, but our heart is not in our control. Everything is in there. So when a person realizes that he is the total slave of Allah Ta'ala, Allah owns him and Allah can do with him as he please. With all this, when a person makes ibadat, then that is called what is ibadat. Just respect and honor and appreciation is not ibadat. Like we appreciate, respect our parents, our teachers, etc. But that is not called ibadat. Ibadat is that when it is in its absolute form like this. So we can see how far we are from ibadat. We are making our whole lives namaz, but our namaz hasn't become ibadat. With that and this, with this total humbleness that we stand in front of Allah. Allah has given us that form, but we haven't worked on the reality that our namaz becomes a namaz. Our sajda, that we realize I've now surrendered to Allah. I've got nothing of my own. Everything belongs to Allah. When that ibadat will come, then this doors of taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon. The object of all this ibadat is that taqwa comes to us. Then we will realize who Allah Ta'ala is. In our namaz, how in every rakat, we say so many times, Allahu Akbar, but we hardly think of it. Where will the greatness of Allah come into us? The greatness of Allah, still the greatness of dunya, and the greatness of our wealth, and the greatness of governments is filled in our heart. The greatness of Allah, we haven't even touched it still. So all this, that ibadat is required. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, U'budu Rabbakum, worship your Rabb. And if this is what is called ibadat, this total submission to Allah Ta'ala. And this can only come if we give time for this. We just manage to make time for our namaz. Last minute we are in, and we just make our namaz and we are gone. But the effort to make namaz, we don't give that any time whatsoever. So how will our namaz become namaz? How will we recognize Allah Ta'ala? Allah has given us this great kitab, the Quran Sharif, which teaches us this. We should try and take our time for our deen and learn our deen and become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. For dunya, for which we are temporary, and eventually we will leave everything behind of dunya. And akhirat, which is for this dunya, we have got all the time. And for akhirat, which is permanent, eternal, forever, unfortunately we have got absolutely no time. May Allah guide us and grant us the realities of our deen, and let us become the true believers of Allah Ta'ala.